Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you are well when you get this voice message. Norm, I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, my mom and dad took me to the Alger Underwater Preserve in Munising, Michigan. The tour boat company took guests to underwater shipwrecks in Lake Superior. The tour boats had glass bottoms. All the tourists had to do was look down to see a sunken ship or see the entrance to a sea cave. The waters of Lake Superior are crystal clear. The funniest part of riding on these boats are the freshwater dolphins. There was a hole situated between each person's legs where they were seated on the glass-bottom boat. These holes, /openings, were put there so that the tour boat riders could feed the dolphins. While you were seated, the beak of a dolphin would come up through the hole. You had to be careful while seated over the dolphin feeding hole. You could fall through the feeding hole of the glass-bottom boat if you were a small person. Each guest was given a plastic bucket of fish to feed the freshwater dolphins. Norm, my parents were seated at the front of the glass-bottom boat. I was seated at the back of the boat. While I was seated enjoying the view of the sunken ships below me, I saw a naked man sporting an enormous cock swimming around below the boat. I had never seen a real blood-filled erect dick before. It was kind of exciting. Norman, while I watched the man, a naked big-breasted woman swam up to the man. At that point, the woman blew the man, and then the man hammered his enormous cock into the woman's cunt and asshole. And then, the naked couple 69'd one another. When the naked big-cocked man came, a white cloud hit the both of them for a few seconds. It was like an octopus spraying black ink. I guess this was a cloud of the man's cum. I raised my hand to tell the glass-bottom boat attendant, but then I lowered my hand. Watching the man and the woman do sex shit was a turn-on. I was super wet, my young nipples were expanding and contracting, and my watering eyes were dilated. I felt kind of guilty. My parents were eating popcorn and taking pictures of old sunken ships, and all I wanted was dick. Norman, eventually the man and woman disappeared. As I searched for the duo, something huge suddenly came up through the dolphin feeding hatch, situated between my perspiring lickable legs. I thought it was a dolphin, and I grabbed a hold of my fish bucket. But it wasn't a dolphin. It was the man's rock-hard gigantic dick. The dick I had seen impale the woman's mouth, shit and fuck hole. Before I had a chance to do anything about it, the dick bore its way through the crotch of my jean shorts and through the perfumed fabric of my soaked panties. The dick went deep, and it moved in and out of my fuck hole hundreds of times. While I got dicked, the naked woman that I watched take the man's dick maneuvered her hand up the dolphin feeding hatch situated between my quivering, goose-pimpled thighs, and she rubbed my clitoris. She fingered my tight asshole. Of course I came, and I moaned, and I moaned, and I came. Norm, I was taking the dick big time. The how and why of it all didn't matter. All that mattered to me was the generous helping of dick that I was receiving. Eventually, I blacked out from orgasm overload. I slumped onto my side, and I fell onto the bottom of the glass-bottomed boat. I was knackered. As I was graying out, before I fully blacked out, I heard a passenger on the boat say,
"I smell pussy, man."
At the end of the boat tour, everyone disembarked the glass-bottomed boat. Naturally, I walked bull-legged as I stepped onto the glass-bottom boat dock. I had been fucked into a state of unconsciousness by the creature from the Black Lagoon and his mermaid associate. My clitoris had swelled up to the size of a plum. Hot jism was streaming from my hungry snatch like a leaky garden faucet. Unfortunately, my halter top and brassiere had disintegrated as I took the mammoth undersea dick. It was all the shaking. My tits were glazed over like a donut that had been dipped in a vat of icing. My titanic-sized melons were out in the open for all to see. As the dick was extracted from my beaver, it blew out an insanely powerful blast of cum onto both of my simmering tits. My jugs had been transformed into diamonds. Everyone standing on the dock was mesmerized by my glistening semen-battered chest cannons. While I was inside the ambulance, having the jism pumped out of my raw rototilled pussy, the driver of the ambulance slid open the window that separated the cab from the patients in the back of the ambulance, and he said,
"When I was a kid, my dad ordered new underwear for everyone in the family. He bought them from Temu. It was an early pilot rollout of the Temu shopping webpage. My sister got a pair, I got a pair, and my dad got a pair. The underwear was described as being the warmest, thickest underwear you could buy. It was during the month of December. When the underwear was delivered, everyone put on their new underpants. That night, while everyone was seated around a Christmas tree, all hell broke out. My sister complained that something long and wide had gone into her snatch. My father said it felt like a fruit was fisting his large colon, and I had a similar problem. The best way to describe it was this way. Have you ever seen a pole vaulter? It felt like a stray pole used by a pole vaulter had come to the window and gone point blank into my crap hole. When we tried to remove our new underpants, the waistband of the underwear got tighter. The sound my sister initially made changed from a kind of searing vaginal unwanted entry agony to a kind of gentle rhythmic moaning sound. My pop made sounds like he was being stretched on a 16th century French-made torture rack. At that time, our neighbor was a Detroit Edison lineman. He heard our agonizing howls of pain, and he let himself in. Our neighbor went home, and he came back with a tool that would cut any wire. He cut my old man's underpants off first. What my father found shocked the lineman. There was a small telescoping dildo built into the crotch area of the underpants. It worked like a telescoping camping cup. There was a small circuit board and an antenna and battery attached to the board. At that time, my pop was an over-the-air communications engineer. My dad ran to his computer, and he was able to pull up a live choppy video of a smiling, big-teed, squinty-eyed chink. The chink was laughing, and he wore super-thick round glasses. He was a Temu fuck that rigged our mail-order underpants. He kept repeating,
"Fuck you,"
over and over, and then he'd say,
"Take the dick, you ugly American pig,"
using his best English. The lineman eventually cut off my underpants too, but when it came to removing the Temu underpants from my sister, she was in no hurry. But she had no choice. My mom wanted her new underpants removed from my sister's hips immediately. My old man printed a photograph of the Chinese dude that was responsible for my entire family getting cornholed. It was a bad scene, man. All three of us walked bow-legged through the entire Christmas holiday. Someday I will find the squinty-eyed, eyeglass-wearing, smiling bastard chink, and I will kill him.
Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if ever you get on a glass-bottom tour boat. You could take a dick. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate my clitoris and fuck hole while I smoke weed, tap my bong, dry hump a pillow, and come while I lie atop my dead grandmother's whiskey, semen, and piss-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Give me a couple seconds.
So I'm sitting here, all ready to make this recording. I got all my shit set up, and I want to tell you about something that just went down, something that happened with me 3 days ago, something interesting. And as I sit in here, I got to tell you this. I got my brass plate in here. My brass plate I've had for years. It's like a plate made of brass or copper or something like that. The edges are all sitting upright. It's like a bottle cap, an old bottle cap sitting on the bottom, you know, flip it over. Except it's a big tray and it's got a picture of an elephant carved into it. And elephants, I guess, are supposed to be some kind of good luck. Maybe it's from India or something like that. I don't know. In the brass plate, sitting in the brass plate as I look over to the right, is a doobie. Is it goddamn, there it is, there's my flower, there's my smoke ready to go. Some fucking joints, some goddamn old roaches that are sitting there in case I run out, but I have those ready to go. I got all my shit in here, ready to go, and I'm naked. Naked with my cock out. My big cock, 15.5 pounds of dick. Honest to God, 14.5 inches long. It's the truth. You don't see any complaints about me. You can't find problems about me online. Why? Because all I do is please bitches and shit with a lot of fucking poundage. And that's what they like. They like to be pleased with a lot of fucking weight. Dead weight, that's what I call it, is your cock. My cock is 14.5 inches long. And it's in the dark with me, and I'm in the dark right now. Why would I have my cock in the dark? It's not scary to a cock, if that's what you're worried about. Dicks aren't scared of the dark. My dick isn't afraid right now. I appreciate you thinking that and thinking, wow, your dick's in the dark. What about it? Dicks don't mind dark. Dicks are pussy miners, aren't they? All they do is mind pussy all the time. A dick is always in a pussy, and it believes in you. It's unbridled faith. Deep inside a fuckhole, that's what a dick is. It's deep inside there. It's filled with faith. It trusts you. And it's mining that cunt out. The billionth miner that's been in that cunt, because she's been fucking since she was 14, it's in that cunt right now, mining shit with faith, man. It hopes it doesn't encounter stuff like fucking HIV, some old tampon in there that's been in that fucking hole for 2 years, she doesn't even know it, some old goddamn maxi pad, some old rubbers in there, some old diaphragms in there, chlamydia's in there, fucking herpes is in there. It's hoping that it doesn't come upon something like that. It doesn't know if it can make it out, but it's going to make it out. A fucking dick is much like the people they used to... When I was in Vietnam, I was there 18 months, two tours. When I was there, they used to have things they called tunnel rats, man. It was the most dangerous job there was in Vietnam. Honest to God. Now, I worked on a helicopter, Huey Bell helicopter. I was a door gunner. But one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous, was the person that went into fucking tunnels with a flashlight and a gun. That was the most dangerous thing. He didn't know what he was going to encounter. That's the same thing that your dick is doing connected to you. It's going down there. It doesn't know if it's going to meet a VC. Some motherfucker's going to blow his brains out. The fucking hole's been goddamn booby-trapped with wires and bombs. All kinds of shit. Grenades. That's what a tunnel rat did. Well, in a way, every fucking man is a tunnel rat. You don't know what's going to happen when you go in that pussy and you're taking your life in your own hands. But I can tell you now, whatever happens ain't going to be fucking good. You're going to be a big, dumb little boy who got fucked by a woman because you didn't think, because you didn't know, because you believed in shit like that. But you must have something in you driving you. And that's why you listen to this shit, to learn the real shit, to see the real things going down with regards to you and some fucking slut that you picked up somewhere. You found her like a fucking wet kitty, a wet cat in the rain. You found her, and now what? So I'm in here with my dick out, and he knows the darkness. Your dick knows the darkness. Eventually, you'll know the darkness. It'll go beyond your dick, and it'll go to you, the psyche, the mind of you, and you'll fucking be put in the darkness. And are you going to come out of it? Are you going to be able to find your way out? Eventually, you're going to be there, and you'll find your way out. If you stay with your pal, stick with me, your friend, Norm Augustinus, that's me. Tall, thin, handsome. Really, the recipe of what people want to be. It's not a joke. See, chicks want to hump me. They want to blow me. They think I'm sexy. That's not a shitting joke. Now, I didn't make that up. And I'll tell you where I got that. Long ago, when I had an answering machine in the kitchen of a house, when you were younger, we had these years ago, some chick left that on my answering machine. It was the most beautiful voice. We want to hump Norm. We think he's sexy. We want to blow him. And that stayed with me. Have you ever had anything like that? No, you haven't had anything like that. You've had bill collectors call you and leave you fucking messages on your voicemail. That's all you've had. You've had attorneys call you on your voicemail about some bitch you got with. That's the kind of calls you get. You got fucking diagnoses at hospitals. That's the shit and darkness that you get. So, I guess I want to talk about something here. I had to warm my voice up. That's what I just did. It's been warmed up. I warmed up the voice right now. As I always told you anyways, getting back to that a second ago,
is you have to be careful. The dick trusts you. You have to be careful when you go fucking, when you go down into mines, when you go into fucking dark tunnels with your dark dick, like fucking the VC, like Vietnam, that kind of shit. You have to be careful. And I told you why. The basis of this, this is one of the big basis of it. And then we got to get on with this recording. The basis, the foundation of everything I say, it's about dick. It's always about dick when it comes to a woman. I read that Wednesday or Tuesday is the one day that they're not fucking from the weekend. I was reading the stats. You can't believe it, what you can find when you look this stuff up. You have to understand that chicks take, if they take a dick, this is the kind of meat they take. I say this often. Every thrust, every cram, every jam, every fucking poke you do of a chick, say your dick's about 5 inches long. One thrust per second in her fuckhole for 10 minutes equals about 3,000 inches per fuck. I know this by heart. There's 63,360 inches in a mile, so your twat needs to screw about 21 times to take a mile a dick. That's per month. 1 mile a dick, 21 times she can take a mile a dick. That's a 5-inch cock. 1 mile a dick a month, 12 miles a dick a year. Think of that, man. You're at a holiday party and shit, Thanksgiving, a bar mitzvah, whatever you're at, you go there and all these bitches around you is taking a mile of meat that month and you wouldn't even know it by looking at them. It's like top fucking secret. Look at these skags around you. The most innocent people in the room are your other men. Whatever man's in that room, you go to him. And I'm not talking about being a homo or some kind of fruit. Whatever man's at that party, that gathering, you walk and gravitate towards him because now you're safe. You're not safe when you're around bitches in the same goddamn room as you, more than 1 or 5 or 10 bitches. If you knew the history, if you knew what they have done, the horror that they have seen in those fucking eyeballs, the eyeballs that suck up all the pussy farts that she lets go. Remember, eyes breathe. She blows a pussy fart out, toxic pussy fart. And what happens? It goes sucked into her eye. Even her goddamn eyeballs are corrupted with the horror with the thing she's done. Run to a man in the room, wherever you're fucking at, gently move over there, kind of find your way over there like you're checking out windows and curtains and what a nice carpet, and stand there because you're safe there, man. Because no man's ever going to fuck you as bad as a goddamn woman will. Not ever, not today, not tomorrow, not ever, motherfucker. So, you know the formula with meat. Chicks take 12 miles of meat on the lowest scale. 12 miles a dick on the lowest fucking denominator. That's only if she fucks 21 times, man. 21 times in a fucking month at 5 inches, one thrust per second for 10 minutes. It equals a mile a dick, man. 12 miles a dick? You going out tonight? God bless you, motherfucker. You going somewhere? Where you going? The state fair? You gonna look at chickens? The prize-winning chickens? Gonna go look at the prize-winning heifers, the cows from the 4-H club? You might be doing that, but she's not doing that, fuckstick. She's doing other things in her mind, other things she's gonna do to you, man. You're with the fucking enemy. I don't care how good she thinks it. You're with the goddamn enemy, man. The fact that she's wearing perfume because her cunt is so badly reeking of pussy is deception in itself. It's just plain out raw deception. And there you are. Hey, man, look at this car I got. It's only $900 a month to impress the fuck you. Look at it. Love it. Take your time paying for it, man. You peel out and shit. Look at me peeling out. Look at them putting electric in the fucking car. Electric, man. Electric's been around for goddamn ever. Everyone knows how to use electric. You're telling a bitch about your fancy electric car? She's been depending on electric for her dildo since she was 14 years old. Oh, she knows all too well what electric is. Not you. You're going to impress her. So, I got to get off this. I got to get off this and I got to start. And how am I going to start? I'm going to tell you something that happened 3 days ago. Something interesting that happened 3 days ago. I've worn my voice up. My mind is right. I got my dubs right. I got my dick out in the dark. There it is looking at me. Sometimes look down at it. You don't know this probably, but men have an ability, and maybe you've never done this. If your dick is out and it's pitch black, pitch is like tar or something like that. They call it pitch black. And it's dark in there and you can't see anything else. The one thing you'll be able to see, because the Lord has given you this gift, you'll be able to look down and eventually your eyes will see your dick. It's the way your dick communicates with you, even in the darkness, because it knows how much, the body knows how much, the male body knows how much we need to see that dick to reaffirm who we are. We just took a goddamn beating in the last 24 hours by all kinds of bitches trying to defeminize you, tell you you're just a teaspoon of testosterone and all that shit, but if you look at your dick in the dark long enough, your dick will start to glow. There it is, it's glowing, it's alive, it's almost holy, it's like a sign from the other side, from the godly world, it's like that. There's your dick, there's you communicating, and you're okay, man. You're okay. Get back in your car, man, go find a fucking Coca-Cola, or get yourself a Mountain Dew and buy yourself a fucking 14-inch long hoagie. A hoagie, you're all set. You're good, man. Come back to Earth, you're safe now. You're safe, you're with your friend Norm Augustinus and all your other goddamn friends who think just like we do, motherfucker. Although I probably would rob you if you got in a car accident, you were outside the car, and your wallet was laying there. I'm likely to take it. So, a couple of days ago, 3 days ago or so, I guess it was 3 days ago, I loaded up the Argo Frontier. Well, what is the Argo Frontier? The Argo Frontier is something that I inherited when I got this place. I live up way up in upper northern Michigan on 100 acres, and 1 acre I keep manicured for the fucking airplane that I have, the ultralight airplane. I have a pilot license on it, and I'm getting ready to fire that up too. But the Argo Frontier is a six-wheel machine with big rubber tires that are inflated with a lot of air. They're big and soft and spongy, and they have treads on it, but they're really not treads. They're like flippers. Because all six wheels can move around in water and move you around like you're in a boat. They're like flippers. It's true ATV. Go in swamps, go in water, rivers, streams. It is an absolutely perfect accoutrement for your correspondent because I don't like to be locked down in my mind. I don't like to be controlled externally in my mind by jobs, by people, by women, by rules, by structure. It's just an absolute destroyer of what your mind could have been. Now you're in fucking line, you're towing the line and all that shit, and it's likely due to a bitch, and you know this is true. But I don't like that. The Argo Frontier is a perfect accompanying friends for me. It's my friend, it's ready to go at all times. Now when I got this thing, it wasn't in great shape. It's got a 18 horsepower engine, it's got two bench seats, it's got six wheels. I had to do a lot of work on it. It's got a big centrifugal clutch on it, a big belt, you got to give it gas. The belt starts, when the centrifugal clutch goes faster, the clutch area clamps down on the belt and it makes you start to move forward. It's got big, like almost like teeth, only they're rubber because of the belt. I had to work on the carburetor. I had to work on a cracked block on the fucking thing. And the cracked block, believe it or not, if you're a mechanic, it had a cracked block on the Argo Frontier. I read somewhere years ago that if you used this two-part epoxy, I think it's called, it's two-part epoxy, JB Weld. I used JB Weld on the fucking cracked block. It's two-part epoxy, and I thought, no way, this is a cheap way. This is like trying to fix a fucking head gasket blown with head gasket pouring material that you pour in. It supposedly plugs a head gasket. You don't have a leak anymore, and you go years and years and years, which really doesn't work. It's an absolute fucking myth or some kind of thing that's just stayed around. But the Argo Frontier, I was able to fix or patch the block, the crack, fill it with JB Weld. It's been incredible. It's never given me a problem again. I would do a commercial for them if they asked me to do a commercial. That's how much I believe in it. I worked on the carburetor. This one was so old, the Argo Frontier, that it had a glass fucking actual float in the bottom of the carburetor. I took that off. I changed stuff. And I adapted nitrous oxide to the Argo Frontier because I like quick, fast bursts. There are brown bear here, there are black bear, and sometimes they come from the UP, the grizzly bears, which are still there. They'll find their way, believe it or not, down through the upper northern portion of Michigan, and you could encounter a fucking grizzly bear. Any worse than grizzly bears, say there's a bitch out there. There's a bitch out there, she's fucking in a tent, she's got her dude there, they're fucking in a tent, and she's in there fucking in a tent and beating him off because, why? Because she wants to isolate him. I've talked about that. Isolate him. Make him think things only she wants him to think. Get him away from his friends and could tell him otherwise. She isolates him. That's what a bitch is. That's what they do. They try to hypnotize you, fuck you over, so you don't have anything behind you, just her. She's day one. It's like when Christ was born 2,000 years ago, whatever time that was, it's like that. She's the BC and the AC, all that in one. That's what she wants to be. I had that happen once, and that's why I brought that up. I once was out on the Argo Frontier, and I was doing quite a fast amount of speed. When you go super fast on an Argo Frontier because of the six wheels, it just rocks all over the place, man. You're laughing and shit. I got my Superman cape out. I got my fucking Glock. I got my fucking all kinds of booze. I got my iced tea mixed with peppermint schnapps. I even do it with coffee and other things. And I'm just having a good time with my Superman cape on that a woman in Manhattan made for me years ago trying to get me to marry her. And I didn't marry her. She would have never allowed that. Yeah, that was a great gesture. You gave me a Superman cape. You know how my mind is. You think I'm eccentric. You really want me. You think you're going to have a great ride with me in life. But I know that the reality is, yeah, you made me the Superman cape. But in reality, this is what's going to happen. She'd eventually backed out of that. Then tried to crush me. Then tried to squeeze me into some kind of fucking like pressure on carbon turning you into trying to squeeze me and change me. And the cape would disappear and be thrown out 3 years later. And I'd say, where the fuck is the cape you made me? I'm going out on the Argo Frontier. It had been gone because she wants you to be like her friends want you to be. Otherwise, she could be humiliated. Anyways, I was in the Argo Frontier. And while I was in the Argo Frontier, I ran over two people in a tent. It was very shocking to me at the time. But like all things, like everything, time erases all. All things fade away. What's that line in the Christian Bible? All things fade away except me, except him. And it's so true. Everything does fade away, man. I literally ran these fucking people over. I didn't know it was in a tent. It was a little pump tent, little tiny tent, ultra light, made for bitches. So light, you don't even know you have it on you. That's how they got women camping and stuff. They lighten things. They lighten canoes. They lighten tents. They lighten ice fishing fucking tents and all that. So chicks would go and they get a new market. And they found out chicks would do these things because they thought there might be dick there. And that's all they want night and day is dick. They want dick in the morning, dick in the fucking supper time, dick in the evening, lunchtime too. That's all they want is dick. So I was driving around on the Argo Frontier going really fast, smoking some fucking flower. And while I was smoking flower, while I was smoking the weed, I ran over a tent. It came up on me too fast. I went up on a hill, came down the hill, was hauling ass in the woods, which are really dense up here in upper northern Michigan. Like, we have 16 trillion acres of forest in Michigan. It's unbelievable and all protected. It's the greatest place in the world to be. The fucking trees are only 10 inches apart. You can find flora and fauna everywhere. That's not even documented yet that they haven't found because nobody goes up there. There's nothing up there. There's not a fucking Starbucks in the middle of the goddamn forest that would draw bitches to it. If you notice, wherever bitches are, there's nothing but a trail when they do go in the woods, when they do go on registered fucking campsites and all kinds of trails. There's always a big trail of tampons and maxi pads and old dildos and vibrators and cum panties littered along the whole thing. That's what they bring to anything, and that's what they're going to bring to you. You're in a house, you got your bitch. Well, there's cum panties in there. You're in a house, you got your bitch and your mortgage. Well, there's fucking old dildos in there. 5 or 6 dildos in there. Cum panties, there's dildos, there's batteries, there's fucking sex machines. That's what you brought into your goddamn house, man. And you allowed it. I wish you'd have called me because I'd have been on the other side of the door when the bell rang. Ding, ding. Who is it? It's your wife. And there would have been my fist right between that fucking slag's fucking forehead, eyes. Right between her eyes, right in her goddamn forehead. What happened? What hit me? What's going down? Uh-oh, my whole script is gone. Uh-oh, the whole thing's been exposed. The cat's on the fucking bag, and she's running with her fake Louis Vuitton red-bottom shoes to get to her goddamn Jeep to get away because she's been exposed, man. And that's what I do. I expose shit, fuckstick. So I'm driving the Argo Frontier, and I ran a tent over. I came upon it, ran it over. I heard crunching sounds. I heard moaning sounds, crunching and everything. I backed up. I stopped. I got out. And sure as shit, there was a bitch in there beating a dude off. They had booze out and candles going and all kinds of shit to smoke him out, to trick him. She was still clutching onto the fucker's cock when I ran him over with the Argo Frontier. 6 goddamn wheels, and she wouldn't let go of his fucking cock. 6 wheels and a pimped out goddamn 18 horsepower engine in the Argo Frontier. Man, I had reamed it out, man. I put in bigger pistons, bigger rings. This fucking thing's a powerhouse, and she was still clutching onto this fucker's dick. One time a woman wrote me, and I said clutching or something in some recording, and she said, nobody says clutching anymore. Fuck off, man. What do you mean nobody says clutching anymore? She's like correcting me in my verbiage on the way I speak. Nobody says clutching anymore. How about clutching onto your fucking neck, slut? Jesus Christ, I go so fast that I can't get air. I talk too fast and I can't formulate sentences. People have often said to me, man, you're fast. I said, yeah, I can't help it. That's the way I think. What am I going to do? Wait for my thoughts to catch up? They'll be long past and I didn't catch them. I couldn't save them. They'll be long gone. I'll be sitting here like I'm in a stupor, like some old fuck or something like that. I don't want them like that. So I ran these people over and I crushed them. She's still clutching onto a scock. You know how much an Argo Frontier weighs? An Argo Frontier weighs about 1,800 pounds. That's no shit, fiberglass body, at least the old thing I got. Big fiberglass body, an iron frame in the bottom, a huge goddamn 18-horsepower engine. And she still didn't let go of his fucking cock. The cock was his, her future, do you understand? It was her future, it was her stick shift, man. She was engaging it in drive, first, second, third, fourth, through mortgages, through investments, through savings, through fuck, all of it. She was engaging it. Now she wouldn't let go of that cock even dead. And her subconscious of a woman says this, you could come back. Yeah, you look dead. You should be dead. But come on back. Come on, don't let them take you out. Come on back. You're not dead. You're just getting started. Come on back. Come on back. Let go of that cock and stand up. Stand up. There's more dick out there. He's dead, but there's more dick. Stand up. You can't kill a goddamn woman. They just keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming, man. In goddamn Vietnam, you could take him out. It took about 16, 20 rounds to take out a VC who was running in a rice paddy, but they eventually would die. And I learned a lot about the longevity and the effortless way a chick can live nonstop and just keep going and going and going, man. They owe 100 grand. They don't answer the phone. They figure that's the answer. Then I changed my phone number. I owe 100 grand. There's the bill collector. It didn't do nothing, man. You're getting a summons in the fucking mail. You're going to get your wages garnished and you're going to jail because they're going to issue a warrant, man, for you because you don't fucking come to court. They just know everything except they don't know a goddamn thing. That's where you come here. That's where the answers are. So as I said, I went out in the Argo Frontier, gave you some backstory, talked about stuff, was pleasant, polite, cordial in all ways. I did all the things, touched all the bases you start when you're talking to somebody new. Now, I recently took out the Argo Frontier. As I said, the Argo Frontier I've pimped out. I pimped it out. I've got all kinds of gadgets on it. I got my booze in it, my Glock in it. I got all kinds of weapons because you really don't know. And I wouldn't hesitate, honest to God, if some motherfucker come out of the woods, and I'm in the woods a lot, come out of the woods at me, I wouldn't even hesitate. I'd just blow him the fuck away because I've got years of experience with all kinds of handguns and Vietnam background. I would just blow him away. I'm not going to fucking sit there and try to talk them out of it. Hey, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? It's pitch black. The canopy of the fucking floor here is completely dark. It's even though it's sunny out and 11 o'clock a.m., what are you doing out here? What are you doing out here? It's pitch black and I'm not going to fucking talk and have a conversation. I'm going to blow them away and I'm going to go away. I'm going to get rid of them or dump them or leave them as they stand and figure a rogue bullet hit them and take off. I'm just not going to talk to anybody or take any shit anymore. I used to. Years ago, I'd help people. Hey, you need help with that? You want help? You're in a wheelchair getting out of a car? Let me give you a fuck off. I don't care. That's not my problem. Hey, someone have to carry that bag up for you, old lady? Fuck off. I'm not carrying that bag anywhere for you because when you were young, you were a royal bitch and you're still manipulating men with your con act to get people to carry your bag of groceries. I'm not going to do that to no bitch. Remember, old bitches or young bitches, the very bitches who've scorned you, who've ripped you off, stay the fuck away from old bitches, man. They're still fucking till they're 85 years old in nursing homes. Look it up if I think I'm kidding you. So I take out the Argo Frontier, and the reason I took out the Argo Frontier on this big expedition is because I saw stuff from the ultralight aircraft that I have. I saw stuff from the ground, and I documented the waypoints, the longitude and latitude. I saw a looked like a structure that I've never seen before. Now, that means this. If I've seen a structure in the woods in upper northern Michigan, it could be a very old structure. Could be 200 years old, maybe older. I don't really know. And that is, to me, causes me to be very intrigued, is that the thing you'd say? Very curious about what I saw. So I documented those waypoints, latitude and longitude, and I noted it to come back to it when I was, I did this not this year, but I've noted that to come back to these waypoints. And that's what I did. I loaded up the Argo Frontier, had the waypoints, had the fucking, all my stuff with me, the satellite and all that, the thing that you can tell which way you're going, if you're going to right, left, or to right, or straight ahead, whatever you have to do. And I noted all that to go to this spot because I was curious. And I was curious because old structures can yield all kinds of treasures. All kinds of things could be there, stuff that nobody knows is there. Nobody can dig it up. Nobody knows it's there. It's completely hidden. It might have value. And I thought, I'm going to go back to that. And I'm going to make my ship come in. My ship's going to come in. 8 billion people on the planet. Fucking 4 billion women clamoring to get famous. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to find some fucking way to get mine. My ship's going to come in. My days will go easy. I can finally lay back. I'm sort of hoping that you become famous and you become very wealthy in your studies or whatever you do, whatever fucking AI business you happen to be in the future, that you end up supporting your correspondent when I'm an old fuck in some home and I'm getting my asshole reamed out because I can't shit by some African-American bitch with big hands drilling me out and slapping me around and stealing whatever the fuck I have left, and she's taking it. I'm hoping you will one day come through on that regard. It's possible. So I take out the Argo Frontier, excuse me, and it's all loaded up. And I get to the waypoints and longitude and all that. Longitude, latitude. I get to the place, and sure as shit, it's kind of spooky. It's fucking bright out. It's daylight out. It's kind of spooky. When I come up to it, I see there's sort of rubble around where I'm not even up to the house. Rubble around it. I see a clearing cut where the house was, the structure was. It's kind of creepy. Through the canopy, some light streams through, and that adds more creepiness. Now, if it's warm out in the woods in upper northern Michigan, the dirt is such that it'll steam. It'll steam. It's getting warm. The dirt is steaming. So I saw steaming dirt evaporating, something, moisture coming off the ground. I saw steaming dirt. I saw the light coming through the canopy. I saw the trees cut. I saw some refuse or junk of as I was getting up to the thing. And I kind of got creeped out. So the first thing I do is take the Glock out. Now, the Glock is in a compartment that's in the Argo Frontier. I take the Glock out. Now, I got a Glock kit on it, and that's illegal. You can't have a Glock kit because it turns a Glock into a machine gun like you've never seen. 1,000 rounds a minute, and it's just a fucking handgun. Some people actually break their wrist or break fingers using a Glock with a kit on it because it becomes such a horrible menace, such a machine, that you don't even want to know about it. They're that illegal. You can't talk about them practically. You can't mention them. You can't buy them. Nothing like that. But I was able to buy one from a black friend I had in Detroit. And I got that guy's name from my friend who works at the health department over there. And he told me his name. I called the fucking guy up, and that's how I got the kit. So that's Rapa Lunge. That's his name. And Rapa told me where to get the guy. He's a friend I've had for years. He works at the health department. This fucking guy can find any information out for me. It's incredible. So I come up to the house. When I come up to the house, now in my bag, I've got all kinds of equipment because I've done this before. I've got all kinds of equipment. I got the Model 3310. It's a fucking soot tester. I got the A14 1980A. That's a molecule thing, the molecularizer. I got all kinds of testing. 918L. It's a fucking amazing machine that you use for compaction, for cellular compaction with regards to wood. I got all kinds of equipment, this goddamn thing, to help me understand these houses that I go through. The equipment will help me understand it and will tell me yes or no, is there a possibility of what could be here? Could there be treasure here? Is this thing old enough to have gold somewhere nearby? Is there something here that's never been seen, that's been sitting in this very spot for 180 years that's going to be valuable, that can help me get my ship come in? And on the end, when I say ship come in, it means rubles, it means money, it means fucking lira, whatever it is to you, it means that my ship's going to come in. So I come up to the place, and I park the Argo Frontier. Now, the Argo Frontier, I've got a light on, and the light is a very powerful light, but I can't run the light long. I've always wanted to put 2 or 3 gel batteries in, or bigger batteries that you would use for solar power, but it's a very bright light, and I can examine the area. And when I come pull up, I take the light, and I just move it around the whole area. I don't know what's there. I don't know what's happened. Maybe the fucking house is 2 years old, and something bizarre happened. It's not 2 years old, but that's the kind of way I think. So I use the light, and I scan it around where the property is and the house is, the structure is, and I look around to see, is there something there before me? Is there a Sasquatch there? Maybe the fucking guys, maybe the Sasquatch has got rabies. The Squatch might be mental. Might be out of his gourd. They always depict Squanches as, you know, he's living, he's in the woods, and shit like that. But the life he'd have here would make him mental, wouldn't it? He wouldn't be normal. There'd be no normal Squatch. His DNA, his mind, it'd be way gone over. I mean, human beings are falling apart and bailing out into the thousands daily in the United States of America. Now, why would the Sasquatch stay fucking mentally sane? It's not possible, is it? He's not eating well and shit like that. So you gotta be careful of things like a Sasquatch. Or some motherfucking weirdo who looks like a Squatch who's out in the goddamn woods. I look all over. When I turn the light, honest to God, I see a moose. There's nothing scarier than a fucking moose. And I don't see his full body. They're enormous. I just see his fucking eyes, and it's creepy. I just see his eyes and the top of his head. There's his big velvety horns, but I don't see those immediately. I just see the goddamn eyes, and I shit. I mean, it literally scared the shit out of me. Now, believe it or not, a moose can be friendly. I've had it happen in Michigan. Moose can be friendly. It doesn't make any sense. I think they can detect what you are at your essence, at your soul level. They can be friendly, and they might even come up to you. That's how a moose is. Now, if you meet mean mooses, they've come around bitches and stuff that didn't like them. They're going to go up there. They're going to pet them. Oh, what a nice moose. He don't like her. He knows it's a bitch. He can smell her cunt from 15 feet away. All animals, all species on the planet Earth know the stench of pussy. Human female pussy, and they know and they smell it, it's dangerous. They get out of there. They don't want to come near it unless you're a shark. They don't want to come near it, and the shark just wants to eat you. They're smart. They don't want to come near it. All animals recognize the stench of pussy, and they run. You're with a chick, and you think to yourself this, and you're walking, and how come we haven't seen any goddamn animals? You're saying this to the woman. You might not say it like that. Hey, Cynthia. Geez, it's odd, isn't it? We haven't seen any animals at all. How come? You know why the fuck you haven't seen any goddamn animals. Now, I just told you, because her cunt is stinking the place up. You can't smell it because she's got you fucking fooled. She's got it perfumed, all kinds of douchebags, everything possible, heavy perfume, because she knows if you ever do smell her cunt close up and intimately, you get that down there, that you're going to be fucked up. You don't want her. You're getting out of there. You're calling your friend Norm up, and we're getting a new fucking improved Whopper, a double Whopper, and we're going to get a fucking large Coke, and we're going to sit on a curb, and we're going to bring ourselves back. You can get there after smelling that pussy. That's what it'll do to you. Animals can smell pussy, and that's why the moose was still there. He knew it wasn't a chick. If it was a chick, he'd have been running through that dense set of woods like you can't believe, breaking horns off. Have you ever seen the breaking horns? You'll see horns off. The elk horns, the deer horns, fucking moose horns. You know why they're broke off? Because the motherfucker smelled pussy. I tried to sell that to a periodical like 6 years ago. That wrote a goddamn 2,000-word article. I tried to tell them that the horns are breaking off because these fucking animals, these deer, these fucking four-footed deer, all of them, are running when they smell pussy and they're out of their mind with fear and they break the horns off. They don't care if they go between two narrow trees. They just want to get the fuck away from her just like you should, just like I should. I do that in my own special patented way, and I'll tell you about it someday. So I saw the moose, and it was kind of nice. I felt like, yeah, it's a moose. He's out here. What's he doing near the house? Did he think something was over here? Did he think this was a structure? Is this where he hangs out? Is there food growing there, something growing the moose likes that used to be planted a billion years ago by these people, and it's still growing? I've seen it happen. I've seen fucking, honest to God, pumpkins still growing on an abandoned house where they planted them and other vegetables, and then animals come to that, and they're still coming up. The people are long dead. So when I come up to the house, I look it over. I see the walls. I look, there's an actual window there. It's a very old window, full one-panel glass, which is old, with wood panes. The place is practically crumbling in. And I look it over. I walk to the back, I walk to the side, and I've got my Glock. Now, I've got my Glock because I made this special thing that's like an elastic band that goes around my waist. I don't want to be able to be too tight with my waist. I want looseness there. I want blood to be able to flow to my cock and to my legs. I don't want something tight there, and I made a special holster for the fucking Glock, and I have my hand close to the Glock like I'm a police officer or something. I'm not a police officer, but I got my hand close to the Glock because I'll blow something away if it's there, if it's somehow threatening me. That's what you should do. You're threatened by a bitch. You need to get out of there. You got to get out of there now. Sometimes waiting for the courts to act on your behalf is too goddamn long, isn't it? Fucking 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. When you're out there and you're under attack, you can stop the problem instantaneo. That's fucking Spanish for instantly. So I looked the house over, and it's, you know, pretty old. I'd say maybe 100, 25, 150 years old, somewhere in that area. And I know because it's got cedar shakes, I can tell by the wood that's on the side, the lath board, I can see all kinds of signs that this is a very old house, long gone. Now, it fits all the criteria that your correspondent likes. Could there be treasure here? What made him leave? Probably time made them leave. They couldn't make it out there. Early settlers, 150 years ago, 200 years ago, they couldn't make it. They got old. They died. They moved somewhere else, probably to the city. That's where all the shit is that the woman wants. So they're probably long gone. But I like everything that I see in this place, and I'm creeped out too. When I feel the creeped out feeling, I say to myself, this is creepy, man. This is scary. It's old just like I like. Who knows what could happen here? I'm in the unknown, and that's where Norm Augustinus likes to be. The unknown, the unproven, the unfucking accepted. I like to be completely out that, not by deliberation, not on purpose. It's because that's where I feel most fucking comfortable. And this place makes me feel comfortable in a bad way, but also in a good way. So I come into the house, and the first thing I want to do, I can know if there's any treasure here. I'll know right away. Is there any fucking treasure here? Is there gold buried here? Is there something hidden buried here? And I know right away when I can determine who was in the house, who occupied the house. I'll know straight away. And I have a way to determine who occupied the house, even 150, 200 years ago. It doesn't really matter if it's still standing. I have ways to determine, and I sort of talked about that early on, in one of those ways. One of the ways I do, now this has a chimney, but the chimney's partially gone. It has a chimney, so one of the fucking things I do straight away when I come out, after I've explored the area, after I've done recon on the whole fucking area to see if there's anything there that can damage me, and I've got my gun, after I've done all that and I feel safe somewhat, I go inside. I go inside. Now, when I say inside, I'm talking about billions of acres of woods in Michigan that are so dense, so dark, and now we have quicksand, we have swamps, we have lakes, rivers, and streams, all kinds of things that could take you out if you're not careful. So one of the first things I do is take a flashlight out of my kit and I check the chimney. I test the soot in the chimney. And you're going to say, you test the soot in the chimney? What would that do? Well, testing the soot in a chimney will help you decide, will help you figure out what's in there. You can test the soot, and I got a soot tester. It's called a 3310A, I think it is. It's a soot tester. And I take the soot tester to try to find out what was going up the chimney. I don't know if you know this, but a chimney is a vacuum. When you have a chimney, when you have a fireplace in your house, it sucks all the hot air, all the air out of your house, out of the whole house, and it runs it up the chimney because the chimney is like a vacuum cleaner for anything in your house. They've tried to control that. They put glass doors over it and everything else to try to stop it. But a chimney sucks everything out. And the soot can contain telltale signs that there was a bitch in there. How can it tell telltale signs? Because of molecules, female fart molecules, pussy molecules. They get sucked up out of the air because she's in that house or occupied that house. And it gets embedded into the soot. And I can tell right away. When I use the 3310A soot tester, it tells me, yes, there's a high concentration of molecules from a woman's pussy. It's in the soot mixed in with the chimney. I can tell it right away. So straight away, when I come in, as I'm looking too around me, I always look over my back. I look to the left. I look to the right. I look up. Very few fucking people ever look up. Understand that. Read about that. They just don't look up. There's no check there. There's no door opening there. There's no car door opening there. Nobody looks up because all the things that you're interested in are not up unless you're going to heaven. Then maybe you're interested in looking up. So I test a goddamn soot. Sure as shit, it comes back positive. The 3310A fucking soot tester tells me that this has probably been occupied by a female or had females in a goddamn thing. Then I go out to the backyard, and I always do this. I check the backyard, and I see, is there a septic tank out there? Is there a septic tank? I know how to find septic tanks. A septic tank is a box. In those days, it was just concrete boxes. If even concrete boxes, it was concrete boxes and homemade systems that they'd make in those days for their shit to go into from the house. And I always check the septic tank. I find the septic tank. So I've got a checklist in my hand. It's in a little small notebook. And okay, chimney says probably bitches were in this old house. Nobody could do that. I can do that because I'm open to all things. But nobody would do that. Most people would come up and say, what a piece of shit. Let's get out of here. This feels dangerous. I don't know what this is. But I see fucking treasures, man. Treasure and fucking gold and silver and fucking emeralds and rubies and big medallions and fucking all kinds. I see that in my mind. So I go out to the septic tank area. I find the septic tank and I find the lid. And I couldn't open the lid right away. I had to use big fucking branches I found to pull the lid out. But it was partially exposed because the place is so old. Now, what I do is I drop a magnet in there that I always carry. I put a magnet. It's got a weighted fucking thing on it. I drop the magnet down, and I look for metal objects that I could pull out of the fucking septic tank. If there's metal objects, and I think this, there's a frame in there, man. There's an old wood old metal frame. It's two sides. It's like a little case. It's filled with gold coins. And, okay, yeah, the gold coins aren't detectable, don't work on a magnet, but the outside box does, and I start thinking that. I'm going to get it by the outside box. I'm going to bring it up, and it's filled with gold coins, and my ship has come in. I can smoke my weed. I can get out in the fucking on my Argo Frontier. I could get wasted further. I could drive around and have nothing but fucking freedom and fun and the wind in my face. And I think all that shit could be in that septic tank, but I don't find a thing. Nothing. Then I take a hook and I put a weighted hook into the septic tank. That weighted hook into the septic tank tells me what? Well, if I find pads or some kind of rubbers or diaphragms or fucking old things like that, maxi pads or old homemade pads, I know again that there's bitches in here. And sure as shit, I pull up old rags. One old rag after another. Now, in those days, they didn't have maxi pads. They didn't have Kotexes that goes in the fucking hole tampons. They used rags in their cunt. They'd put a strap around their waist, and they'd strap the rags on a sanitary napkin belt. In fact, when I was there, I found the remnants of a sanitary napkin belt that somebody had put down the damn toilet. So in two instances, I find what? I find that this has been occupied by a bitch. The septic tank tells me this. The chimney tells me this. I didn't find any big gold, any metal fucking iron or steel boxes with coins in it. So, but no, both instances, I find that this was occupied by a bitch. Then I come in the house and I test the ceilings. I always test the ceilings. I got a piece of equipment called the Model A 14-1980A. And they call it the 14-1980A because it came out in 1980 and it tests, it's called a molecularizer, Model A 14-1980A. It's called a molecularizer. And I test the ceilings of this house. It's only got one fucking bedroom. I test the ceilings of the house to see if there's any fart molecules or pussy fart molecules in it. Now, what are pussy fart molecules? They got nitrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide, hydrogen, methane. That's in a fart molecule. But a pussy molecules, pussy farts, they contain lactic acid, glycogen. They contain all kinds of fatty acids, immune molecules, all kinds of shit. And you can tell the difference of what's on the ceiling by this tester. And when I test the ceilings, the paint's just fucking coming right off. When I test it with a Model A 14-1980A, and I test it, it says yes. There's a high concentration of what? A high concentration of pussy molecules, lactic acid, glycogen, fucking volatile fatty acids, immune molecules, all kinds of shit. Now, I know these to be hard because I've done this so many years, man. And you could do it too. You could learn this too. So the ceilings show signs of pussy farts, high concentration. The septic tank, I pulled out fucking old feminine fucking rags that were strapped to fucking maxi pad belts or sanitary napkin belts. The chimney soot tells me females, and I move on to the test of kitchen floor. And you're going to say, why test the kitchen floor? See, this will tell me if there's anything in there valuable. Chicks don't have anything valuable unless you fucking bought them. There are exceptions, yes, of course, like in everything, unless you bought them. I test the kitchen floor fucking hallways for compression and the hallways. And the compression is what? The compression is because bitches, I don't know if you know this, they slam their feet into the floor when they're pissed off at you. They're coming at you and shit, yelling, trying to intimidate you, trying to scare you. Don't tell me you don't have that. They're coming at you, they're trying to scare the fuck out of you. I'm coming, here I come. What did you say, motherfucker? A bitch slamming her feet into the floor. I don't care where you go, you'll find that women slam their feet into the floor. If you're in a fucking popular apartment building and there's women above you, good goddamn luck. Slamming her fucking floor all over the place, her feet into the floor, big goddamn feet. And it's like drums. It's supposed to scare you. It's like in the Civil War, man, the whole fucking group of people, the soldiers were coming and they were beating on drums trying to scare you. This this fucking percussion thing scaring the shit out of you. It's the same way women use with their feet. They're slamming their goddamn feet in old plywood floors. It's just like the top of a snare drum. Boom, boom, boom. What did you fucking say? And I know this from experience, man. I can trust the floor. I test the floor. It's a wood cellular compression tester. That's what they call the layer degradation. And I have a tester for that. It's called the 918L, the compression tester. 918L, it tests the compression of the wood from footprints from heavy feet hitting it. This fucking thing's off the chart, man. It's like a 98. It goes to 100 telling you about the compression with regards to the plywood floor. It's telling you what the compression is. It's telling me that women have been in here slamming their feet in the floor, pounding their feet in the floor, the drums, sounding off the drums, the war is coming. Here the fuck I come scaring you. It tests like a 90-something on the wood cellular compression tester, the layer degradation tester. I got all kinds of testers, the 918L. And again, it shows that this place was occupied by a bitch. And my chances of finding gold, silver, medallions, all kinds of things, is getting slim, is running down. I go in a goddamn fucking bedroom. There's only one bedroom. I go in one bedroom, and sure as shit, there's an old, rotting fucking bed there. On this old homemade bed-like thing. It's not a foam mattress. It's nothing like that you'd order today. It's something very old that's rotting, and the springs are showing. It's just about gone. But there is a pillow there and another pillow there. So there's two fucking pillows there. And sure as shit, now this is what you do with a pillow. You test each pillow. You're going to say, why would I test each pillow, Norm? You said the place is 100, 150 years old. Why would I test an old fucking pillow? What would I gain out of it? Well, here's what you gain out of it. Yeah, the bed's rotted out. The floors are gone. There's holes in the ceiling coming through where the roof is rotting out. When I test the pillows, I test it with a tried and proven thing. And that's my goddamn nose. My fucking nose tells me if there's something wrong with the pillows. You're going to say, what does your nose tell you? It's something that should tell you every fucking time. When I smell the one pillow, which is on the bed, pushed back, like behind the bed, still sticking out though, when I smell that pillow, I pick it up with a piece of steel I found in the house. I don't know where it came from. Like a rod, like rebar. When I smell the fucking pillow, it stunk of pussy. It's not a joke. It stunk of the most powerful, horrible stench of pussy you could ever imagine. Now I'm talking about a 100-goddamn-year-old structure that still stinks of pussy and of one's cunt. I mean, you want one. You're going to go into debt for $750,000 for one, and I could smell pussy still on a pillow from 100 goddamn years ago or more on this fucking pillow. I find the other pillow laying on the floor. It looks like someone died on it, like their brains were blown out to the back of their head. It looks stained. It's horrible. I pick it up with a thing, and I get it near my nose. I smell pussy there. Only it's a different kind of pussy, man. It's not the same fucking stench of the first pussy pillow. It's a different stench on the second pussy pillow. What is it? It smells like pussy. Strong fucking goddamn pussy like crazy on both pillows. Now, what does that mean? It means, man, that there was two fucking bitches in here 100, 150 years ago. Two goddamn dykes living in this place. It's filled with fucking nothing, probably. It's a bust. Two bitches sleeping in the same bed. Fucking smelling the pussy, and they're stinking up the pillows. And why? Because they were both fucking pillow humping. That's the number one thing women do today. They've done it since they were 12 fucking years old, is hump their goddamn pillows on top of their bed, man. And that's what these two lesbians did. They were humping their pillows. Yeah, you could say maybe it was the same woman humping both pillows. No, it was not. The one stunk of extremely stronger pussy than the first one. The first one made me actually cough. You ever smell pneumonia straight out of the bottle and you can't breathe? You lose your breath? It's the main fucking thing. First one smelled the pussy, and the second was even fucking stronger than pussy. That means it's a different pussy. Two pussies laying in this old rotted out bed, and they were probably dykes, and they were humping their fucking pillows, man. They're going down on their pillows. That's what chicks do night and day, day and night. Look at the fuck up. If you think I'm kidding you, look up anything I say on the internet. What do you say, Google it? Go Google it. Go ask fucking Gemini or whatever you want to ask, and you'll get the answers, and you'll say this. Goddamn, Norm wasn't shitting. He's not fucking kidding. This guy's the most unfucking noticed person telling the truth there is. And why is he the most unknown person telling the truth? And why has he got any kind of attention? Because of the shit I say, man. If I talked about frames and I could put hair in it, mix the hair with fucking colors and popsicle sticks, I'd fucking have 10 million downloads a week instead of 10,000. I'd have that many downloads. Because I'm not talking about mainstream shit that they can put a commercial into, an ad into, or anything like that. It just smelled like pussy like you can't believe. I remember when I smelled the one pillow, I actually lost my breath and I took a step or two back, like I was going to faint. Like it was an automatic reaction by my subconscious saying, move back. And my legs moved without me actually moving them. Move back, there's something bad here, man. So, of course, I looked over the fucking headboard that would have been a headboard there. A whole goddamn back of the wall was busted out. They looked like they used plaster and it was lath board in there. And the plaster was all caved in from the headboard hitting when they were fucking or humping their goddamn pillows. Two fucking dykes in this place out in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's going to interfere with our love. They don't understand us. They're sacred lesbian dyke love. They don't get it, man. We're sensitive. We like gas. We like eating each other out, man. One of us plays a man, even though you got men out there with dicks. One of us plays a man. You play the fucking subservient. They don't get us. We'll have to fucking go leave the country like Rosie O'Donnell for our lesbian fucking religion. That's what I think I got there. That's what it was, man. Deep indentations in the wall. Fucking two pillows that smell differently of fucking pussy, man. A kitchen floor compression test, complete failure, big-footed bitches, man. All the chimney, the stink, the things I found in the chimney and the fucking septic tank and the ceilings with the pussy. It just didn't fucking end on my way out. On my way out of this thing, I kind of lost a little bit. I lost some steam. I could feel myself. I had like a dead gait. I think they call it that. Like some old people get a dead gait. And I realized this was not any good. This was a bust. This was going to yield any fucking treasures. Two goddamn women living out there for their id, man, just eating away at fucking pussy. Pussy and scissoring and 69. That's all it was. It was a bust. Nothing can come out of that. Nothing but empty darkness can come out of that. Not ever, man. So, as I'm going out the place, I kick what I think is a fucking peary. I think they used to call them that when I was a kid. They were peeries. No, they were clearies. They were clearies, and there were boulders, and there was all kinds of steelies. These were marbles. And I kick what I think is a fucking, is a clearie. I kick what is a clearie, but it looks like a boulder. A boulder clearie was bigger in marbles, in the game of marbles. If you had that, you had power. Everybody wanted to play marbles with you when I was a kid. I played marbles when I was in Vietnam. This is no shit. If we'd land a Huey somewhere and it was out in the open and was nothing going on, no action, recon didn't report nothing, we would play that and drink. Honest to God, in the fucking dirt. So I find what I think is a clearie that's the size of a boulder. A boulder was a bigger one. Like this, like big as a, like a big, like a jawbreaker, like that. And I pick it up. When I pick it up, what is it? It's a glass fucking eye. I don't know if it was for decoration, but it looks real to me. And I know what glass eyes are. It's a glass eye. Like one of the bitches had a glass eye. Like she fucking lost her eye. Like maybe she went lesbian when she went dyke because a dick knocked her eye out at some point. She got a glass eye and she turned lesbian. She didn't want nothing to do with a dick no more. She went fucking glass eye because she got her dick popped out, but her eye popped out by a big fucking raging, enraged, blood-gorged dick. And her eye came out and she had to get a glass eye. And that's why she hates men and she went lesbian. She went dyke, man. That's what it is. That's what I figured it was. And as I'm getting back in the fucking Argo Frontier, I realize this is shit. There's nothing to mine here. I get back in the Argo Frontier. I still got the Glock on the side of the passenger side. These are bench seats made of fiberglass. I never let it go if I'm at something like that because I want to be able to defend myself, as you know. And I start thinking about a woman one time that I was with. Years and years ago that had a glass eye. This will sound like a joke. It'll sound like a comedy, but it's not a comedy. Her name was Audrey, and she had red hair. I've always liked real red-haired women. I like Irish women with white skin. They don't understand that over there. They take that for granted. But those are like high-quality fucking beef over here in America. They're like the best chick you want when they're young. Redhead, white skin. And they get old, they look like a fucking animal. They look like something that was left out in the woods and became and mutated into something else. She's crawling out on all fours. That's what they turn into. I don't know why. So I remember this woman that I dated, Audrey. She had a glass eye, and I acted like it didn't bother me. Now, sometimes the glass eye would come out if I was fucking her. Say I was banging her from the rear, the glass eye would pop out of the socket and would end up in the bed. At one time, when I was banging her from the rear, when I was fucking her from front, I don't really know. I fucking knocked out her glass eye, and we pretended like nothing happened. You didn't see much. It would, like, close. So it was like her eye was closed. And I used to turn that closed eye into, like, wow, she's really fucking engage in euphoria and pleasure beyond pleasure. This is crazy, the amount of fucking pleasure I'm giving her. Look at that fucking eye. It's closed. It's quivering closed. I knew the reality, but that's the story I drove around it. But I once fucked her somehow, and one time, and somehow her glass eye got in her cunt. Honest to God, and I knew it was something was wrong. Yeah, I have a 14.5 cock, but most women can take up to 20 inches easily. And I knew something was wrong. I was hitting something. It was her glass fucking eye. First thing I said is, we got to take you to the hospital or clinic or something, Audrey. We got to take care of this. I'm so very sorry. And she said, hang on a minute. This isn't a joke. This isn't a comedy. This isn't a lark or some shit like that. She said, hang on a minute. And she was on all fours and she kind of moved her ass around, her white skinned ass, which was really delicious, really fucking luxe, man. Honest to God, I was gobsmacked by it. And she said, hang on a minute. And then the thing shot out of her cunt. And I think a pussy fart did that. She could control a pussy fart. And that's when I realized that women can hold pussy farts in. They can use the pussy fart to their advantage. They can be by you, want you, and then blow the pussy fart out. They've held it in to try to attract you because to some deranged motherfucking men, the stench of pussy turns them on. I'm not one of them. And they go crazy. Oh, pussy. Oh, give me that pussy. They love it. But that fucking pussy, that Cleary boulder came out of her cunt, which was really her eyeball. And the first thing I thought of, which I hadn't thought of Audrey in a billion years, was Audrey when I found the glass eye. When I banged out Audrey, I don't remember if it was an asshole or a cunt. Her glass eye got into her asshole or her cunt. It was like I was an 1840s musket ball rifle. That was like about the size, her glass eye was about the size of a musket ball rifle, fucking the gun, the 69 caliber round ball. I think they call it a mini ball. It was like her eyeball was a mini ball, which was the rifle's bullet, and that fucking mini ball was in her asshole or her cunt. I don't remember exactly which one of them it is. And I was packing the fucking bullet, the fucking mini ball from the rifle into her asshole or her cunt. And when she blew the pussy fart, it was like her barrel was her asshole or her cunt tract. Her asshole tract was the barrel, and she had a pussy fart, asshole fart, and it blew the mini ball out. I was a living 1840s musket ball kind of rifle thing going on. My dick was the ramrod. One of the bitches in the house lost her fucking eye, probably to a dick. It was an entire bust, man. There's no treasure there. No booty there. I wasn't going to find a gold amulet. I wasn't going to find nothing. Gold rings, gold coins, 1855, $20 gold piece. I ain't going to find nothing.
Hang on, will ya?
I got back in the Argo Frontier, Glock's there, took a heavy, heavy draw of peppermint schnapps mixed in the fucking iced tea. It was incredible. And I lit fucking a dube up, man. I lit it up, pecaning paralyzer. Absolutely and fucking incredible. You don't know what it's like living when you can be in the woods on a fucking six-wheel ATV with a Superman cape on, a Glock on, and you're out there and you can smoke some fucking flower, man, and you can just take it all in. You're not trapped. You're not controlled, caged like a fucking animal at some goddamn job, controlled by some HR bitch.
You've been listening to the one and only
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up, you're looking down, you're looking to the right, you're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background, and you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands, they're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down, we pop the corks in your toes, and all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Vicky, how are you? I hope this letter finds you happy and well. Vicky, I want to tell you about something that recently happened to me. The other day, while I was walking alongside the road, I came across a laundry chute door. The laundry chute door was connected to 18 feet of galvanized aluminum laundry chute ductwork. Attached to the end of the sheet metal ductwork was a large plastic laundry basket. Vicky, laundry chute doors and ductwork are usually built into the walls when a house is being built. The laundry chute door is usually situated in the bedroom hallway near the bathroom. How it works is simple. When you have soiled clothing, you open the laundry chute door and then you drop your clothes into it. The clothes slide down the sheet metal ductwork built into the walls and the clothes drop into a laundry basket, usually located in the basement. From the laundry basket, it's easy to drop your clothes into a nearby washing machine. Vicky, it made no sense that I found this item on the side of the road. The house would have had to be in the process of being remodeled or torn down before the entire laundry chute assembly could ever end up on the side of the road. Let me tell you the full story. Attached to the end of the metal ductwork was an ordinary laundry basket. I removed the laundry basket off the ductwork and I walked to a bench and sat down and I sorted through the laundry basket. The laundry basket was chock full of heavily soiled women's cum panties of all fabrics and colors. Some of the panties were missing the elastic waistband. Some elastic waistbands were still attached to the panty, but the elastic band was hanging on to the panty by a thread. All of the panties had 2-inch in diameter holes that had been blown into the ass end of the panty. The edges of the holes were singed black by something hot as it penetrated the panty. Most of the panties were extremely stiff, almost glass-like. I guess the panties had been in the laundry basket for years. Vicky, the panties stunk of pussy real bad.
My eyes watered, and sometimes I coughed as I sifted through the panties. The dried cum stains were as thick as old pizza pepperonis. Each of the cotton-ventilated panels contained trace amounts of weed. Lying in the bottom of the basket were pubic hairs of all shapes, colors, and sizes. Vicky, I believe I know how the entire laundry chute assembly ended up on the side of the road. I have deduced that a horny, big-titted, and big-pussied woman that lived in the house had been fucking someone other than her husband for many years. The husband did not do the laundry. The horny woman did it, and her husband probably had not been near the washing machine or dryer since he bought the home. I feel that the woman went to visit with her black half-sister in California. While the woman was away smoking shit and taking dick in California with her black half-sister, the man bathed and he threw his clothes down the laundry chute. However, his clothes wouldn't go down the laundry chute because it was jammed up. So the husband examined the laundry chute assembly, and that's when he found his old lady's cum panties with a 2-inch hole blown into the ass end of all the panties. The man /husband realized that his old lady was taking dick all the time while he was away at work. The man also realized that his wife was taking an enormous dick to her shithole while she was wearing her vaginal shrinking cream stained cum panties. Vicky, the man likely flew into a rage, and he took an axe, sledgehammer, drill, jackhammer, and chainsaw to his walls, and he tore out the entire laundry chute assembly right down to the laundry basket as he listened to Shake Me by Cinderella.
Fuck you!
And then the husband threw it onto the side of the road where I found it. I don't even want to imagine what went down when his whore returned home from her California dicking trip. I won't lie, Vicky. I kept a couple of choice pairs of the cum panties that I found in the laundry basket. C'est la vie. Vicky, I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister 2 days ago. Your big-titted little sister was doing spray can graffiti on the south wall at the abandoned bowling alley on Spring Street. I parked my car in the alley, and I got out. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she took off her shirt, brassiere, hot pants, and panties, and then your big-titted little sister lied down in the parking lot on her back. Vicky, your big-titted little sister spread her legs and she pulled her knees back to her ears. While your big-titted little sister was lying on her gorgeously curved back, I screwed one of her graffiti spray cans into her tight luxe cunt. I believe it was the red paint. And then I pulled it out and I taped the spray can button down on top of the spray can, and I used my cigarette lighter and I lit the very flammable red paint coming out of the spray can nozzle on fire. While a 3-foot length of fire spewed from the spray can nozzle, I ate out your big-titted little sister's cunt. And then I performed a rim job on your big-titted little sister's shithole. The hot can of red spray paint caused the pussy juices lingering on the exterior of the can to boil and emit a dense cloud of powerful pussy smoke. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister's brown eye and darting my pointer finger in and out of her stink star, a woman walked over to us. And she said,
"The thick cloud of burning pussy juices cooking on that spray can drew me to you guys like a moth to a porch light. I dig the flames coming from the nozzle of that spray paint can as you eat and finger your woman's genitals. It's like Gene Simmons breathing fire from his mouth during one of his Kiss concerts. My pussy is on fire, just like that can of red spray paint. Let's put another can of spray paint into my cunt and light that one up too. Let's fuck and suck and tell everyone about it on that bowling alley wall. We're cavemen illuminating darkness in this uncertain world. Let's document our fucking by painting pictures on those block bowling alley walls for all to see. I want to be a part of your scene, man. Let's turn this crazy shit into an atomic bomb threesome. What do you say? Eat me out and finger me and fuck me, and I'll do the same to the both of you. I'm a cannibal. I'm hungry."
Hi.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your Rare Finds and Exotic Treasure Store Manager. Ladies, please stop your shopping for a moment and take a look at a store monitor closest to wherever you may be standing in the store. Watch our beautiful store product demonstrator showcase our latest product. What are you looking at? Why, I'll tell you. You're looking at a pull-down laundry chute. In the old days, every home had one of these. They were usually located near the bathroom door. Pull open the chute, insert your dirty laundry, and down to the basement and into a laundry basket, your laundry went. Newsflash, most men are turned on by women's dirty laundry. Throughout a woman's day, they sweat, drip juices from their cunt, emit sex pheromones, and they drip urine into their panties. It is a well-known fact that most men go to Salvation Army retail stores to smell the used panties, brassieres, women's socks, and women's bed pillows that are for sale at the store. As you may or may not know, anything that comes into contact with a woman stinks of pussy. Is your relationship with your man dead? Are you considered by your significant other to be a dried out, pancake chested old hag? Do you feel like you're invisible? Do you long for the days when, as a young tight thing, you possessed huge helpings of raw, unbridled sex appeal? Does it take a 16-ounce squeeze bottle of gas lube just to be able to cram a medium-sized cock into your seam? Do you remember when you could take 12 inches easily, morning, noon, and night? If you answered yes to all of these things, keep your eyes glued to our HD store monitor. Our young, attractive product demonstrator is mounting the laundry door onto a hallway wall near the bathroom. What's that bag she's opening? That bag contains a dozen pairs of cum-soaked young Korean girl soiled panties. They reek of desirable overseas young pussy. And the thick, hard, dried-out jism stains in the panties are real. Peel a cum stain off, drill a hole in it, run a 14-karat gold chain through the hole, and wear it around your neck. Surprise! Men are following you for the first time in a decade. Ooh-wee! Watch our product demonstrator open the fake laundry chute door and pour those Korean girl panties into that fake laundry chute. Honey, when your man pulls open the new laundry chute door and he sees it overflowing with smelly pussy panties, he'll pop a rod most Ricky Tick. The dick is on its way, old lady. Lube it and tube it. Come on up to the counter right now. For only $69.99, you'll get the fake laundry chute door complete with adhesive strips and 12 pairs of Korean girl cum-stained panties. You're getting dick tonight, cream pie. Why should all the young girls get all the meat? When he opens the door, he'll hump the nearest whore, and that will be you, girl power. Spread those legs, let him scramble your eggs. Take it all night long, turkey. Install the fake laundry chute today. Get packed tonight. This product is guaranteed to work. If you want to capture someone's attention, whisper.
Fill your Joey pocket with a long round of beef. Buy this amazing laundry chute door product and make your pussy queef.
On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit while she was polishing the round glass screen of our employee punch-in, punch-out time clock. According to our store captain, Miss Phelps saw the little clock hand pointing to the 6, and she saw the big clock hand pointing to the 2. Mandy got instantly turned on because the position of the clock hands reminded her of a man's balls and of his aroused rock-hard cock. 6 and 2, drink some glue. Everyone knows that saying. Of course, Mandy got wet. Her vaginal juices flowed down to the hinges bolted to her asshole door, and that usually rusted shut door suddenly opened, and her cramp hole gave way, and Miss Phelps shit! FYI, women are constipated 6 months of every year. My assistant has irritable bowel syndrome, and she is extremely horny.
Don't tell me that people don't get horny looking at clock hands. When I was in London and I saw the size of the Big Ben Tower clock hands, I came instantly. I'm so horny. I don't care what people think. One of the most erotic things I've ever done was place a chicken egg in my cunt. It was in my fuck hole 21 days. Every time the chicken moved around inside its shell, I came. The feeling of a chicken moving around inside your cunt is indescribable. When the chicken hatched and it tried to leave my minge, my cunt lips automatically clamped down on the chicken's neck and it broke it. I love my cunt. When I die, I'm going to have my pussy surgically removed and have it be put inside its own coffin, complete with its own tombstone. The engraving in the headstone will be the words, "Here lies my cunt." Am I saying something funny? I'll show you funny. I want everyone in this department store to die right now.
Oh.
in maintenance. Please report to the punch clock in the employee break room. Bring mops, a fresh pair of size 3 panties, a size 5 sundress, one pair of size 6 clogs, a dildo, some wet wipes, and a bottle of perfume. Maintenance, please be aware that the employee disco dance floor in the break room is currently in use and active. There are approximately 7 employees busting moves on the disco dance floor while they are on their break. Shoppers, look up at the store monitor. Look at those people move their hips. Ooh-wee! This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Yeah.
If you enjoy Norm's show, please head to normaugustinus.com and make a financial contribution. It's our scene, man.